May I speak to you in the name of the living God, who is Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. My mom always took me to church on Ash Wednesday when I was a kid. And I always participated in the whole thing, but I don't remember much about the services except the part where we'd go up and get our ashes. I remember standing in line, inching closer to the priest, and then feeling his thumb mark my forehead with the grainy feeling sign of the cross before hurriedly returning to my pew. I liked going to church as a kid, but Ash Wednesday was a little different. We usually went in the morning or at lunch, and I didn't like to walk around with some dirt on my forehead for the rest of the day. I was worried that I looked weird, that people would look at me funny or think I was different. So much of our society, even as children, is predicated on fitting in. And walking around having consciously chosen to let someone smear ashes on my forehead didn't seem like fitting in to me. Ash Wednesday made me uncomfortable. Ash Wednesday makes me uncomfortable. With the dust on my forehead, I become self-conscious. And that, perhaps, is the point. I wonder, ashes are signs of two things. First, they are a reminder of our mortality, a reminder that we are dust, and to dust we shall return one day. And second, I think by their sheer presence on our foreheads, the most obvious place on our bodies for any type of marking, I wonder if they're an invitation to live our lives with a healthy dose of self-awareness and self-reflection. And I wonder, in your lives, how do you do this work? How do you reflect in your own life? Maybe you meditate or journal. Maybe walking in nature, conversations with a mentor or a friend. I like to journal. And when I say I like to journal, what I really mean is that I know that journaling is the best way that I do self-reflection. And that because I know this, I actually avoid doing it. Because self-reflection can be hard, scary work. I don't always like what I find out when I sit down and spend time with myself. I don't like thinking about the ways that I need to grow, or the ways that I fall short as a friend, a big brother, a son, or even a Christian. In the gospel for today, I think Jesus really wants us to think about why and how we do things in our lives. How we carry ourselves as Christians, how we practice our faith, discipleship, and worship of God. How we give to others. How we pray. How we fast. Where we accumulate possessions. These are concrete places where we can begin to be self-reflective about the ends of our actions. When we make a gift to charity or donate food to a food pantry, is it so we feel the gratification of praise, or because we are fulfilling the great commandment to love God and to love neighbor? Are we turning towards God and God's ways, or towards the lures of the world we live in? Jesus says, give alms in secret, pray in secret, fast in secret, and your Father who is in secret will see. This feels countercultural to me, clashing with the competitive nature that our society sometimes takes on. Inevitably, we might feel like we have nothing, and yet, strangely enough, Paul affirms that we will possess everything. There's something interesting about the Greek word that's used in our gospel for secret. One of the ways it can be translated is inward or hidden. Our Father in secret is really the God that resides within us, the God who imprints God's image on our soul in creation. We give, we pray, we fast, we live self-reflectively while directed towards God within, and not the idolatry of the world, the perceptions and ideals of the gods of consumerism, vainglory, service for our own gratification and not the sake of others. And I wonder, this is our Lenten fast, the one we find in Isaiah, to loose the bonds of injustice, to undo the thongs of the yoke, to let the oppressed go free, to share bread with the hungry, and bring the homeless poor into our own homes, and to not hide from kin in need. In reflecting on the ways which we can turn towards God, we are reflecting on something much bigger than just that. We are working towards the building up of the kingdom of God. Inwardly reflecting so that we can reflect God's kingdom outwardly in our lives. I think maybe this is the work that Jesus is calling us to do in today's gospel, to cultivate in our practices of faith lives that are intentional and directed towards God and God's mission for the world, not the temptations of power and status that run rampant. This is really, really hard to do. We will fail. We fall victim to the temptations of the broken world. Ash Wednesday affirms this as a reality. I have to remind myself of this all the time, that I will sin and fall short of the glory of God. And it happens, and it's okay. Jesus must have known this, must have experienced it himself, because I don't think he would have addressed the things he does in the gospel today otherwise. He knows we wander, and he calls us back to our God who is in secret, who is within us and walking with us on our journey. Delving within ourselves, plumbing the depths of our souls, this stuff is scary and intimidating. There are parts of ourselves that we might not like. To be fully aware of ourselves, to reflect on our whole selves, can be deeply uncomfortable. And spending time with God, well, that can be risky business too. Sometimes I don't like the answers I get when I reflect inwardly with myself and God, but I've found that in my own life, the times that I've grown the most have been also the times that I've been most uncomfortable. The ashes we receive today remind us of the necessity of our own self-awareness and the potential for growth that comes out of facing this reality. When we get to know ourselves more, we can more fully live out lives to the purpose of God's dream for ourselves and for the world. So let the ashes and this season of Lent be an invitation to turn within, to reflect on ourselves, our shortcomings, and our gifts, how we live and move through the world as Christians, and how we can work to line up our way of life with the way Jesus asks us to live today, on where we can turn towards him with our actions and in our lives inwardly, so that we can reflect the love of Jesus out into the world. Amen.